Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. This is Sophie Mihalko, and I am really excited to be here with Tobias Harris. Hi, Tobias. How are you?
Hi, Sophie. Hi, everybody. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to everyone. Today, we're going to talk about something really interesting because I really discovered this only a few years ago. So we're going to talk about how to enjoy social events for introverts. So, do you describe yourself as an introvert?
Oh, yeah. I would say I'm an introvert. I'm kind of a mixed blend. I think there's a new word. It's ambient? I'm not sure. It's a mix between introvert and extrovert, but I would say I'm mostly introvert for the most part.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you?
I am both. Yep. Because I realize that I get a lot of my energy from being by myself.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And that makes me introvert. But what were you going to say? I'm very curious. What were you going to say?
What was I going to say?
Yeah.
Oh, I was just... Well, you produce so many videos, and you're out there, and you have so much to say, but that still doesn't mean that you're not an introvert. So I was just kidding around. So you certainly can be an introvert and still be on stage. So I think a lot of people think that being an introvert and shyness is one of the same things. It's not.
So, you know, I am an actor. I've been an actor since I was 15 years old, and I actually discovered that if I didn't have my acting skills, if I didn't have the acting experience I have, I probably, you probably would never see me on video. You probably would never see me talking in front of other people. But because I know how to kind of create a story in my head before I speak or kind of create a character or a situation so that that's what I'm talking about, that's what I'm projecting, it helps. So I can still have my little secret world inside of me and project to you whatever it is that I'm talking about at the same time. So that's probably one of the first skills that I use is my acting skills. That really helped me a lot.
Yeah, and also I think that introverts of all people are usually the first to admit that there is always room for improvement. So like, it's always possibly more centered and more conscious, more authentic in social settings, but I think often we tend to get caught up into the habit of thinking that uncomfortable social situations are our enemies and we should avoid them. But why not treat them as like tests for personal growth? Like instead of avoiding the situation, why not use some of the tools of access like pod and pocking all those judgments and take it on as a challenge what you would consider uncomfortable, like an uncomfortable situation, as means to grow and expand. I mean, if that is the direction that you're going into.
Yeah. I feel like I told you, I discovered I was an introvert only a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. And to me, the first step is actually being aware of how we function. So being aware that I function better when I have time for myself, when I have time by myself, like, and then I can go and interact with others, will actually allow me to have as much energy as I want to have. Even when I am surrounded by others, I can still find energy within myself. But that actually took me, that I had the awareness of how I was functioning. So I'm curious, like when you are in a social situation but you want to interact, what do you do? What do you do with people?
So you brought up that you have to, you're in a social gathering, but then you have to have a lot of alone time to recharge, and that's part of being an introvert. And so let's say that you're at a party and you begin to feel the drain occurring, and that like tight chest, your chest begins to be tightened up, and your throat starts tightening up, and you start suddenly. Which is just stuck energy, but you start feeling that like drain occurring, and that can happen to introverts. It certainly happened to me. And One thing you can do is you can go find a quiet place and say some words. Like for me, what I do is when I'm in like a social situation and I'm starting to feel drained, I'll go to, if there's a bathroom, I'll go to that bathroom and I'll say words like, all of life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory. And it doesn't have to be those
nice.
Words. You can find your own, but these work for me. So I'm just kind of illustrating my experience. I go into the bathroom, I say these words 10 times, and I become centered. My energy is back, and I'm ready to go back out with a smile and work the room and be in tune with, you know, the thing is to be in tune with your body, and it'll tell you all that it requires of you. And remember, everything is changeable. So, and we all have that same ability to choose that. And if you allowed it to change, you would allow to have and be all of you in any situation, regardless of the labels of this reality, like being an introvert or extrovert. So we all have that ability to bust through that lies of this reality. So so it's good to have those type of tools. And I use that particular tool for me. Seems to really work because I'm very sensitive to energy and I tend to drain quickly when I'm around a crowd or if I'm in a social situation like that. And even if I have gone and recharged myself and I go back to, say, another situation, I can get drained really quickly. So just being an example of something I do to help me recharge while I'm actually at that event or in that situation.
That's really cool. So as you were talking and you said drain energy, and that's actually the word that was heavy. So for those of us who've listened to us before, you guys may remember the tool we used before, which is light and heavy. So when something is heavy, it's a lie. I'm looking at that because maybe it's a lie that we actually are drained of energy. Maybe it's just that we have untapped energy that we don't know about. But because we are not acknowledging there's more reserve energy, maybe we feel drained, quote unquote. And so I like when you say, you know, you found the words that work for you when you go in the bathroom and you say those words. Because you're actually giving yourself the possibility of tapping into that reserve of energy. That you did not use before. So that's actually really cool because that means that there's never not enough energy. If we think about it, everything is energy.
Yeah.
There's always enough energy.
It's about tapping into your body and listening to your body and then using the resources that you have to get yourself back to where you want to be. I mean, for me, that works. It could be something else for somebody else, but I mean, really, if you're having problems or you even bought into the idea that you have only one choice and that is being an introvert or extrovert, we should just destroy that whole notion, really. If you think about labeling yourself as like an answer, you made that so solid and you defined yourself as that instead of what you really are, which is an infinite being with limitless powers. So it's important to understand that introvert and extrovert is really just a label of this reality. And but you know we do get stuck with it. And there's nothing wrong with defining yourself as that. Like I said, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just understanding that, you know, what to do when you're in those kind of situations, and if you have the tools of access, they can really help you out.
You gave me so much information. That was awesome.
Well, you know, also
that
because
awesome.
It's kind of oxymoron because we talk about introvert extrovert, and it really is just a label, right? We're really labeling ourselves. So, you know, and it's important to understand that because it's sort of defining yourself, and you don't really want to do that because you sort of lock yourself into that, So,
would you say that introverts are aware, more aware, like, or they're very aware of something?
I would think so because we seem to. Well, I don't. You know, I probably shouldn't say there's a lot of extroverts that will. I want to slay you for saying that, but my opinion is yes. I think that introverts seem to have more sensitivity to certain things. Maybe there's probably more of those empaths that are introverts than extroverts, if you know what I'm saying.
Right.
So.
No, I mean, okay, so here's what I'm starting to see because of everything you just said. So
yeah.
Introverts, I think, are so aware of the possible judgment that they could receive, that they tend to maybe not engage with people that could then send them those judgments. So it's almost like as an introvert.
Yeah.
Because I remember as a kid, I actually used to be really shy as a kid, and I didn't really want to talk to anybody as a kid. And what I realized is because I was very different, I was kind of clumsy and I liked different things than most kids. What I realized is I was very aware that these people will probably just judge me for being different.
Yeah.
So instead of engaging in social interaction, I would kind of stay on my own and just avoid the judgment. So I wonder if one of the tools will be to let people receive judgment. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. And one thing I like to say is that introverts have plenty to say. They get tagged as people who have nothing to say, but what really is that introverts won't speak unless they have something important to say.
Mm-hmm.
And also, introversion doesn't mean that you're shy, okay?
I didn't know
I was shy my whole life until I found out that shyness means you're afraid of people, basically. And I'm not afraid of people. I'm afraid of spiders, but I'm not afraid of people. I was in drama in school, and I scored 2 main leads. And so it's not about being afraid of people. Big gatherings suck my energy, and I'm aware of that, and I understand that, so I'm aware. I like having small circles of friends who I'm very close to, and I don't seem to drain as quickly, but I still think even drain in those kind of circumstances, but I just understand that where my energy seems to go faster in some situations than others. But I also understand that there's always a choice. You get to choose everything that shows up in your life. You choose what gets created. So, you know, so like you're saying that you felt as when you were young that people would judge you if you spoke, right?
Yeah.
So you're making yourself subject to the points of views of others. But you really had probably a lot to say and a lot to give. And so when you're willing to be the choosing one in your life, you become an energy that is unstoppable. You empower yourself to create everything you desire from potency of your choices. So don't make yourself wrong if you see yourself as an introvert. I mean, 70% of the world's top CEOs describe themselves as introverts.
Mm-hmm. This is so huge for me. I'm actually, there's a lot of emotion that comes up for me because
And just to receive everything without judgment that comes into your life, access your consciousness where everything exists and nothing is judged. That space of no judgment. That'll change a lot of things for you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. I always considered myself a very late bloomer. Because I did not speak for a long time. In fact, I don't know how old I was when I started speaking. And now that I know what I know, I realize I was so aware of the fact that if I spoke or said what I wanted to say, it would not be received. It would be judged.
Yeah.
It would not be received. And then today, I don't really care whether or not people receive what I have to say, so I speak a lot more and a lot louder, but I remember. Okay, so.
But you can remember back then, and I as well. I remember when I was in class in my grade school. I can't remember what exact grade it was, but I actually had a spider crawl up my leg, and I jumped up, and I screamed like a little girl, and I swiped that spider. I was a big black widow. And everyone started laughing at me. The teacher was laughing. And they actually took the spider and put it in a cup. And it eventually obviously died in a tense, sort of skeleton there, and they kept it in there. She kept it. And I actually stopped talking to Sophie for like 2 years at that point. I didn't talk to anybody. I was so terrified and sort of traumatized by that whole situation that occurred. I just stopped talking. And everyone, and growing up, people would say, "God, you're so shy, you're so shy." And then you just kind of get stuck in that definition of shyness. And what if you're really, you're not shy? A lot of people may say they're shy, but they'd be surprised if they put themselves out there a little bit more and stop judging themselves to see what might come out.
Woo! That brought a whole lot of energy for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Okay.
The funny thing was, you know what got me out of that not talking was another slider. I love building things, and I built a clubhouse in my backyard. And once I got in, I sat down, and there was a big black little spider in the corner right by the door. And I sat there for hours, frozen.
It brought me back
to that moment of that situation in class. And after about, I don't know how many hours, I was looking at that spider, and I realized that this spider's not here to hurt me. It's just a spider doing a spider thing. So I was able to get out of that clubhouse. And after that, that spider changed a lot for me. So a spider changed me in grade school, and then a spider then changed me again 2 or 3 years later. It made me realize, wow, you know what? You don't have to be afraid, and you don't have to worry about the outcomes of that situation. So it's funny that you brought that up.
Wow.
Oh, my rant. I'm just rambling, huh? I'm sorry.
No, that's just brilliant. It's such a sweet, sweet and actually really cool story about how we take one thing that happened and then we make a split decision in that moment.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That changes our whole life, and I just and I wonder, and I love how you said it's just a spider, it's not there to hurt me. That is the space of non-judgment. That is the space of everything is possible. And I would love to encourage people to look at what area of their life does not work and what split decision they made that created that problem.
Yeah, that split decision, because, we live in a reality that has taught us to define everything. And we hold on to these definitions of what we think we can change and what we can't change. So, if you're truly going to create change fast, one of the best ways is to not define yourself at all.
Mm-hmm.
So if you walk into a party, let's say, and you started to go into judgment and defining you as an introvert or extrovert, you will quickly be that. If you don't, so if you don't put yourself in any box, you have access to all the magic of possibilities to be anything you choose. And I'm not saying past defining moments are bad. Let's say that you had an incredible awakening in the past that launched your life light years ahead. Just don't stick yourself as what that created only. Have gratitude for that and thank the universe or God or whatever you choose and say, what else is possible now? Many times we stick to those moments in the past that defined us and stuck us, and we still live in that. When you don't define yourself, you open that door to new possibilities. So when you talked about past, define yourself in the past, I think a lot of people, including myself, have done that, and we stick to those moments where they're either great moments or bad moments, and they're those defining moments. But there's more than just that. So if you can keep that awareness that there's always more than that last defining moment, or whether it was good or bad, just be grateful for that and move on and ask the universe what else is possible now.
This reminds me of a story with my daughter a couple years ago where we were watching America's Got Talent, And after the show, she asked me, she said, Mama, what's your talent? And I said, well, I really don't have any talent. And she started getting really mad at me. She's like, no, you have a talent. What is
it? Yeah.
You have to tell me, what is your talent?
She wants her mama to have talent, yeah.
And I was like, I'm not sure. She was just so upset with me because I would not say. And then she said, you can sing, which is hilarious to me because I grew up thinking I could not sing, right?
Yeah.
So then when she said that, I was like, oh, you know what? I define myself as somebody who doesn't have talent and somebody who cannot sing. She's seeing something completely different because I sing to her every night. So she's seeing something completely different. It's fascinating to me how, because she doesn't have the same experience I have, she has made a whole lot, she has defined me very different than how I define myself. So that was fascinating. And I really recommend to talk with kids if you want the truth about life. Like, if you go and tell a kid what your problem is, they will give it to you. They'll give you the truth about it. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing.
Kids are amazing that way. They're just so, they're so present and they're so full of awareness and they'll tell you how it is.
Okay, so the other thing, the other tool we could give people who have a challenging time in social situations is to remember that we talked about this before, who does this belong to? So if they're in a social situation and they're starting to think that they're being shy or they don't want to talk to people, they're scared by other people, just ask yourself, is this my thought? Like, am I the one actually thinking that? Because you may actually pick up on the other people in the same situation and you thinking that, but covering it up. So if you ask yourself that, you may actually be aware this was not yours in the first place.
So it's like staying in the question. Always try to stay in that question. So that's a great practical tool. I mean, I'll give you an example. I was in a social gathering, and a woman came up to me and said, oh, you must be Superman or a devil. And I looked at her, and of course, I gulped, and I froze, and then I gulped again, and I froze. And then but what happened was then I pulled out my wallet, which is a Superman wallet, and I said, oh, you must have seen my wallet. And I thought, what? Oh, my God, what the hell? How would she have seen this childlike wallet of mine? Oh, my God. So she quickly said, no, I said I was talking about you, and she took her hands and air outlined me and thought, I just thought, oh, my God, I'm such an effing idiot. I just pulled out my Superman Underoos wallet, damn it. This was a while back. So, But anyway, when you begin to feel that squeeze or when you have that kind of situation happen, just say, how does it get better than this?
Yeah.
When you keep in the question such as that, what happens is what seems to be getting bad begins to get good. And what seems to be getting good gets greater. So keep saying that if you need to, and you'll begin to see things changing.
Absolutely.
So yeah, like you said, so stay in the question. And that's a big one for me. Oh man, that was
awesome. I love this. We have about 5 minutes left on the show. Is there anything else you wanna tell people?
How about another tool I like to use is to expand in all directions. So what you want to do is visualize yourself expanding out maybe like at first 100 yards in all directions in distance. So see yourself way out there and keep expanding. And this is something else I did too, especially before I like talk on the radio like I'm doing right now. I did this right before I got on the radio because I build up a lot of nervous energy. And the more you do this, the more you seem to go further. And what you want to do is pull energy from all over the universe. And now you could do that anytime, anywhere. You could choose to be the space and embodiment, and from this space, be the gratitude and knowing that you are infinite with incredible powers. And just stay out there. Just try to expand and stay out there. And you'll start feeling this like calmness occur. You start feeling those, the universe giving you those, giving you the energy, the awareness, and you'll just start feeling better. I do this right before I come on the radio because I get really nervous. Like, I don't do this as often as I want to, and I want to do this more, so I kind of get rid of the nerve situation, but this is new to me, so I did this before I got on, and I felt a lot more clear-headed and a lot calmer.
I love that.
I think that's a great tool to expand on.
Yeah, I pet my dog for 5 minutes.
Well, my dog's right now sleeping next to my feet.
Oh, sweetie. All right. Well, I think we gave people a whole lot of great tools. Where can people find you if they want to contact you?
Okay. Well, right now I'm building a website. It's named unleashyourawareness.com. It's not up yet, but it soon will be. Another place would be where can people find me, Sophie? I don't know.
They can find you at Tobias Harris on Facebook.
Oh, that's right.
And also they can find you through me if they want to reach you through me. And the way to reach me is via my email, Sophie, S-O-P-H-I-E, .mihalko, M-I-H-A-L-K-O, @gmail.com. And also in this, on Blog Talk Radio, if you send a message, we will also get it. And yeah, you can reach us like this if you have questions, if you want to know more about Access Consciousness or about what we're doing. We're in the Los Angeles area. And there's a website that I recently launched called beingwe.com. That's BEINGOUI.com, beingwe.com. And on this website, you can sign up and get daily tools to change anything you want in your life. You will also be part of webinars and get energetic clearings and things like that. So if that is of interest to you, let us know, and let us know what else you would like us to talk about, and how being an introvert, is that something that you still feel it defines you, does not define you? Let us know. I think we should do a Facebook page, don't you think, where people can comment? Maybe we should do something like that. So Facebook page would be maybe Sophie and Tobias radio show or something like that. So we'll let you know. Thank you so much, Tobias, for being here today.
Thank you so much for allowing me.
Thank you to everyone who's listening, and I can't wait
thank
to
you,
talk
everybody.
To you again.
And don't forget to get your bar friend. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.